Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. A podcast partnership between Purdue University Extension and Indiana's most listened to farm radio network, Hoosier Ag Today. This is 4-H for You, a podcast that explains how Indiana 4-H is preparing young people to be leaders in their community.
This is 4-H for You, and I'm your host, Greg Allen, with Hoosier Ag Today. 4-H for You is a podcast from the Hoosier Ag Today Presents Your Purdue Extension, and we're very grateful and excited for that collaboration. As part of this new podcast, I'll be starting off each and every 4-H for You with a 4-H fun fact. So let's get into it. Here's today's 4-H fun fact. Did you know that the original emblem only had three leaves? That's right. It was a three-leaf clover. At that time, the organization only focused on representing head, heart, and hands. It wasn't until 1911 that the fourth leaf for health was added. Oh boy, 3-H just doesn't have the same ring to it, does it? And that's today's 4-H fun fact. I think unless you've been living under a rock your entire life, most everybody has heard of 4-H in one way or another. For some, it could spark memories of their local county fair. For others, it could invoke fond memories of winning blue ribbons for projects in photography or baking or showing a pig. But I wonder if everyone truly understands exactly what 4-H really is. From the website 4-H.org, we get this brief overview that says this. 4-H is America's largest youth development organization, empowering nearly 6 million young people with the skills to go beyond the expected, to be beyond ready. 4-H is delivered by Cooperative Extension, a community of more than 100 public universities across the nation that provides experiences where young people learn by doing. For more than 100 years, 4-H has welcomed young people of all beliefs and backgrounds, giving kids a voice to express who they are and how they make their lives and communities better. Through life-changing 4-H programs, nearly 6 million kids and teens are learning the skills and abilities to be resilient, adaptable, and ready for work and life. Wow. Over 6 million kids and teenagers. That's an impressive program. But this podcast is not meant to be a history lesson or a 4-H for dummies. 4-H for You is a podcast to take a deep dive into 4-H, into what makes the engine run so smoothly. It's about the stories of the lives impacted for the better through its programs. And it's about meeting and knowing the faces of the people behind the organization, all while having a bit of fun. So to help us navigate through our first ever podcast, I thought it only fitting to invite the Assistant Director of Extension, Casey Mull. Casey, thank you for joining me for this inaugural podcast. It is a pleasure to have you with me today.
Greg, it's great to be here and share and talk about what's happening across the Indiana 4-H program. And what better way to talk about the 4-H program than to highlight our celebration of 4-H, the grand celebration of 4-H that is the Indiana State Fair. So what better place and time to do this?
Well, Casey, before we get started, I thought it might be fun to put you on the spot a little bit and issue a 4-H challenge if you're up for it.
Let's go.
Okay. Recite the 4-H pledge. Go.
I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and indeed my world.
Fantastic. That is great. At what age did you memorize that?
It all started in the fifth grade when my 4-H agent came into my fifth grade classroom. She taught us about the land-grant university system and how 4-H was tied to the land-grant university system. And in that first 4-H club, I was elected an officer and helped lead the 4-H pledge in my fifth grade classroom.
Well, Casey, I thought it would be appropriate as we kick off the 4H4U podcast to go through the 4Hs and inform the audience what they mean to you personally and how they're being put into practice through the Indiana 4-H program. So let's just get started at the top with the head.
Well, to me, the head, it's really about developing competencies. It's about managing and thinking and developing the life skills. We want young people to be ready for work and life in 4-H youth development programming. And it, for that reason, the head is a great place to begin. It's what are those skills that a young person's going to be able to leave the 4-H program with in order to contribute to a broader society? What's going to allow them to look at higher education institutions, look at employment opportunities after high school, or look at enlistment opportunities in the military? Throughout all of our 4-H projects, we allow young people to explore different topics and opportunities. Oftentimes, we call that allowing youth to explore their sparks. What is going to nurture that that curiosity in them and allow them to think and explore? So for me, that's what the head is.
And according to the website, there are over 6 million students, kids, teenagers that are involved with 4-H. What is the number in just Indiana alone?
In Indiana, we have just under 200,000 young people that have 4-H experiences every year. And that makes us, Greg, the largest youth development organization, not just in the state of Indiana, but also in the country.
Wow, what a feather in the cap.
Yes, it's something we are so proud that we've existed for almost 120 years in the state of Indiana, and look forward to another 120 years and look forward to growing our 4-H program in the coming years.
All right, well, let's move on to the second H, the heart.
The heart, for me, it's about relating to other individuals and caring for other individuals. We do that in 4-H by having service learning opportunities. Our junior leaders project area is so involved in the heart aspect of 4-H. What are they doing to give back to their community? A service learning opportunity oftentimes ties in those different project areas that youth are exploring, identifying a need in a local community or a need in the state of Indiana, and applying what they have learned through that head, those competencies that we develop in our project areas, applying what they've learned to that need to solve a problem at the local or statewide level. So to me, that's about heart. What are we doing to make our communities better and more thriving?
And I'm sure you've heard multiple testimonials about how 4-H and the program of 4-H have affected the lives of young people. And I don't know if there's a specific example that you have at the forefront of your mind right now, or maybe there's one that you always cling to that is your go-to.
For me, every young person impacted them. One that I always tend to when I was growing up. And he shared that he was in the 4-H poultry judging, 4-H poultry career development event that we have here in Indiana. And he said, you know, there is not a day that goes by that he needs to be able to evaluate white leghorn production hens. But every single day, as a state representative, he had to defend or give a set of reasons of why he voted for one bill over another, or put one priority in the state budget over another. So those to me are, that to me is one of the examples of what 4-H can give to a young person. Those life skills, whether they're involved in our traditional agricultural projects, or whether they are involved in other other fields and disciplines. There's something that every young person can take away from their 4-H experience to apply to their everyday.
I love it. I love it. Casey, sit with us just for a second. We are going to take a short break. We'll be right back to talk about hands and health right here on 4-H for You.
The average American reaches for their mobile phone about 350 times a day. For Indiana farmers, that number is probably higher, as the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app keeps them updated on the latest markets, weather, and farm news information. If you haven't downloaded this free app, you're missing out on a powerful and portable resource. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app can be downloaded at the Apple Store and Google Play, and at HoosierAgToday.com. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.
Welcome back to 4-H for You. I'm Greg Allen for the Hoosier Ag Today. We're talking to Casey Knoll. And Casey, we were just about to talk about hands.
Yes, Greg, the hands, to me, that's the giving and working. In 4-H, our educational philosophy is that young people learn by doing. So they're oftentimes using their hands to construct a 4-H project. They're giving back to their community. And within that learn by doing, they're oftentimes practicing valuable leadership skills. And before they can become an effective leader, they're practicing followership skills. We see the projects behind me here at the Indiana State Fair are just some of the examples. I think behind me is our home environment project. And those young people are actually constructing items that they would put in their home. They're putting notebooks together, documenting their learning so that they can share what they have learned with others. To me, that's what encompasses the hands of 4-H.
I think this too is probably where the biggest sense of accomplishment can happen for a 4-H'er. And I'm sure there are many, many testimonials that you can give about that as well. But I know as a young kid doing 4-H projects, even if you didn't win a ribbon or place, just the sense of accomplishment that came from knowing that you had the ability to build something or to be a part of something that ultimately is bigger than yourself is just amazing.
Greg, that you couldn't have said it better, that is, at its core, to me, that's the best benefit of 4-H. Young people are learning resiliency skills and the grit and perseverance in the face of adversity. Just a couple of days ago, here at the Indiana State Fair, we were able to hear at the harvest celebration from a young person named Thomas from Boone County. And Thomas participated in our project. Shared with the guests at the harvest dinner was he didn't have that blue ribbon, that first place championship in the show. But more importantly, what I think everybody in the audience realized is that we had a blue ribbon in front of us sharing his experiences. And that ultimately is what young people are able to achieve and accomplish through 4-H. Facing adversity and overcoming it and persevering to continue to make and improve themselves. Our motto in 4-H is to make the best better, and that's what we do each and every day with our projects as well as with our young people.
I love to hear stories like that. It just it warms the heart, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay, let's round out the fourth leaf of the four-leaf clover, health.
The health H is about living and being. We have so many 4-H projects, Greg, that are focused on a young person's physical health, from our foods and nutrition projects, helping young people to make nutritious food choices, particularly on a budget, to also looking at appropriate human development and child development. But more so, and what is growing in importance and what we're hearing from young people today, is their mental health is of growing importance. And that's another piece that we as Purdue Extension have taken to heart. And we are looking at how do we support youth and their mental health. A new program that many of our 4-H educators and health and human science educators are trained in is being youth mental health first aid providers. So we train other youth serving organizations, 4-H volunteers across the state to be the first aid, if you will, for mental health and to look at the warning signs so that we can better help young people if they have an emergency. So whether it's that physical health or mental health and all the other types and pillars of health, that's what we're trying to have a well-rounded and well-rounded young person living and being in a great state and country.
And there you have it. We went all the way around the clover. All 4-H's, fantastic, Casey. You did a great job. You know, at the time of this taping, the Indiana State Fair is in full swing, and I'm certain that you and your crew have been running around that place like a head with your chicken cut off. Can you tell us about everything that you and the rest of your crew have a hand in during the 15 days of the Indiana State Fair?
Well, whether you are on the north side or the south side of the State Fair, there 4-H is, we have painted this fairgrounds green. Just behind me and in the 4-H Centennial Hall and 4-H Exhibit Hall, we have about 10,000 static 4-H projects, ranging from floriculture to cake decorating to posters of a variety of topics. During the State Fair, we have some other projects, about 2,000 projects that come in. That may involve our communications projects, illustrated talks, persuasive speeches, demonstrations. Just yesterday, we finished with fashion review. So those are some of our live projects that occur during the fair. And then we, of course, we're well known for all of our walking or our animal projects. Most of our animal shows are over. Just after we finish taping, I'm going to head over to the poultry show, and we're looking forward to the dog show, where young people are able to work with their own family pets and train them and exhibit what they have learned with their animals during the course of the 4-H year. So, thousands of projects available, thousands of sparks in young people. And thousands of new ideas for young people to explore this year and in the future.
Casey, I'm not going to take up any more of your time. It seems that you are very, very busy out there. We appreciate the time that you gave us today. Have a great day. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Greg. And we look forward to sharing more about the 4-H program in depth over the coming weeks and months through this podcast.
Well, there you have it. For more information, you can always visit 4-H.org to get all the information you ever wanted to know about 4-H. 4-H for You is a podcast from the Hoosier Ag Today Presents Your Purdue Extension. I'm Greg Allen. Thank you for joining me, and we'll see you down the road.